A Christian in Complete Armor by William Grinnell. Ephesians 6, verse 18. Chapter 62. An exhortation to thankfulness. Secondly, for exhortation to the saints, not to call you to this duty, for undoubtedly it is your practice, but to quicken you in it and make you more in love with it. First, consider it is a duty that becomes you. Praise is comely for the upright. Psalms 33, verse 1. An unthankful saint carries a contraction with it. Evil and unthankful are the twins that live and die together. As any one ceases to be evil, he begins to be thankful. Secondly, it is that which God expects at your hands. He made you for this end. When the vote passed in heaven for your being, yea, happy being in Christ, it was upon this account that you should be a name and a praise to him on earth in time and in heaven to eternity. Should God miss this, he would fail of one main part of his design. What prompts him to bestow every mercy but to afford you matter to compose a song for his praise? There are my people, children that will not lie, so he was their Savior. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 8. He looks for fair dealing at your hands. Whom may a father trust with his reputation, if not his child? Where can a prince expect honor, if not among his favorites? Your state is such that the least mercy you have is more than all the world besides. Thou, Christian, and thy few brethren, divide heaven and earth among you. What hath God that he withholds from you? Sun, moon, and stars are set up to give you light. Sea and land have their treasure for your use. Others are encroachers upon them. You are the rightful heirs of them. They groan that any others should be served by them. The angels, bad and good, minister unto you. The evil against your will are forced like scallions when they tempt you to secure and brighten your graces and make way for your greater comforts. The good angels are servants to your heavenly Father and disdain not to carry you in their arms. Your God withholds not himself from you. He is your portion, father, husband, friend, etc. God is his own happiness and admits you to enjoin him. Oh, what honor is this for the subject to drink in his prince's cup. Psalms 36, verse 8. Thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. And all this is not the purchase of your sweat and blood. The feast is paid for by another. Only he expects your thanks to the founder. No sin offering is imposed under the gospel. Thank offerings are all he looks for. Thirdly, God hath a book of remembrancy for your service. He takes kind notice of the little good that is in you and done by you, not the least office of love to his name and house is overlooked. Though mingled with much evil, he commends the one, pardons and pities you for the other. There is some good found in him towards the Lord God of Israel. 1 Kings 14:13. What an honorable testimony doth God give of Ezra. Asa, 2 Chronicles 15:17, that his heart was perfect all his days, though we find he took many weary steps. The little strength that Philadelphia had must not be forgotten. What a favorable apology doth Christ make for Joshua, accused by Satan for his filthy garments. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? And for his drowsy disciples, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Now shall God take notice of the little good in his saints, apologize for their infirmities, command and reward their weak service, yea, eternalize their memory with honor. The righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. Psalms 112, verse 6. And doth he not deserve to be exalted for his infinite perfections, praised in love, who is all good, ever good, and doing good to them? Shall he be tender of his thy name, and thou be regardless of his honor, so as to contumely his precious mercies in the scepter of unthankfulness? Fourthly, consider what an ornament of a thankful frame of heart is to religion. This commends God to the unbelieving world, who know little more of him than what your lives preach to them. They read religion in that character you printed and make your report of God and his ways as they see you behave yourselves in the world. If you walk disconsolately or murmur at divine providence, how can they believe that the ways of God are so pleasant as they are said to be? It was the convincing testimony Daniel gave to the goodness of God, whom he would praise him thrice a day with the hazard of his life. To see a poor Christian thankful for his little pittance in the midst of his afflictions, an ordinary understanding would reason thus: surely this man finds some sweetness in his God that we perceive not, and is better paid for his service than we are aware of. The joyful praises of a dying saint in the midst of fiercy flames have made their spectators go home in love, not only with religion but martyrdom. Fifthly, consider the honor that is put upon you in this duty. To attend on a prince, though bareheaded and on the knee, is counted more honor for a nobleman than to live in the country and have the service of his fellow subjects. Though we serve God all the day long, yet in acts of worship we have the honor immediately to attend on him and minister to him. Blessed are they who may thus stand about him. Praise is the highest act of worship, and therefore to be continued in heaven's blissful state, as other graces shall be melted into love and joy, so other duties of worship into praise and thanksgiving. The priesthood was a great honor under the law. God chose Aaron and his tribe from among their brethren to serve at his altar. He would take that gift from their hand, which he would not at a king's. But in this gospel state, every believer hath a more honorable priesthood, because he brings better sacrifices, the spiritual sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving. And while we are honoring God, thou honorest thyself. Sixthly, consider that thy praises will render thy prayers more grateful and successful. Let the river of God's mercies be returned to pay his tribute to him, its source and foundation, that it may refund more abundantly to us again. The saints in their greater straits, when they have most to beg, deliver their prayers with praise. Jehoshaphat sends his priests praising God into the field, and God fights for him. David in the cave, my heart is fixed, I will sing and give praise. Daniel, when a trap was laid for his life, praises God thrice a day. Christ himself, when he would raise Lazarus, lifted up his eyes and blessed God. I thank thee, O Father, etc. When he was to suffer, he sings a hymn. A thankful heart cannot easily meet with a denial. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Psalms 149:6. End of chapter 62.